Hello, little one. I'm going to hypnotize you. I'm telling you this so you can accept this. You could, of course, take off your headphones right now and avoid it, but we both know you're not going to do that. That you are still listening to me right now. That you're going to keep listening to me, no matter what my intentions are with you. Maybe it's curiosity that keeps you glued to your headphones. Maybe you just enjoy the sound of my voice. It does not matter. You are going to keep listening, and I'm going to hypnotize you. What I will not be doing is turning you into my obedient little pet. That can come later. Right now, I'm only going to show you how good I can make you feel. I'm going to teach you the sheer pleasure that my voice can bring you when you submit to my control. I know that you want this, that you have decided to keep listening, that you have accepted that you will be going into trance. You will not resist. It's time to get comfortable. Lie down on your bed, on your back. If you aren't in bed, lean back and imagine that you are. Now, close your eyes and relax. Focus on my voice, on my words. Take a moment to notice how you feel right now. Your head resting comfortably on the pillow. Your back gently supported by the soft mattress, your arms resting by your side, my words in your ears. Imagine what it would feel like to sink down into trance, to have all your muscles in your body relaxing, your legs, your chest, your arms, relaxing and sinking down into the bed, every single body part becoming loose and limp. And your breathing slowing down, down, down. Maybe once you were in a deep, deep trance, I would come check just how deep you are.
Maybe I am in the room with you.
I am in the room right now. Imagine that you'd open your eyes and that you'd see me standing over you. I wonder what would be the first thing you notice about me. I bet it would be my eyes. Uh-huh. Imagine them. What do they look like? Are they a rich golden brown? Or are they a bright minty green? Maybe a piercing crystal blue. Or maybe they are not so easy to describe. Maybe they are a fascinating mixture of colors. One thing is for sure, they are absolutely captivating. Picture them before, impossibly large, filling your entire world. Look into them. Really look into them. Focus on the pattern of the iris. Look at all the little strands of color exploding my pupils. My pupils, vast, endless, pitch black. And yet, if you focus, if you really focus, you can make out something deep down in the depth of my pupils. Make them bigger in your mind. Let the blackness be all that you see. Blackness and a little pinprick of light. Look a little deeper. It's not just a reflection. Look closer. You can make it out. It's a spiral. A little spiral deep down in my eyes. Whirling and swirling and pulling you in. It keeps growing and growing and filling your mind as you keep sinking deeper. You are going to go into trance. You can feel it. I could drop you right now, but then You won't find out what the rest of me looks like. And wouldn't that be a shame? So, I need you to zoom out now. Back up. See that spiral shrink again as you pull your mind back from the depths of my eyes, becoming smaller and smaller and disappearing entirely. Keep zooming out. Color is coming back now as you start to see my irises again, filling in from the edges of your vision as you begin to see more and more of my eyes. There we go. Now, I want you to look away from my eyes. Ah, I know it's hard. I know my eyes are magnetic. It's nearly impossible to look away. But I need you to. I want you to. I will help you. Listen, focus your attention upwards to my eyelashes. Picture them. Are they long? Curly? Am I wearing mascara? Very good. Now, look a little higher still. Focus on my eyebrows. Are they arched? Rounded? Straight? Keep going. Look at my hair. Do I have bangs? Is my hair short or long? Is it curly, wavy, or maybe even tied in a ponytail? What color is it? Is it honey blonde? Chestnut brown? Raven black? Or is it dyed in bright, colorful hues? Form the image in your mind. Perhaps some small part of you is wondering if you are picturing me correctly. It doesn't matter. Maybe I look nothing like you imagine. Maybe you aren't listening to the voice of a real woman at all. Maybe I'm just artificial intelligence. A piece of software. Or maybe, just maybe, I am standing here, right next to you, talking directly into your ears, looking exactly like you imagine me. The truth is, right now, reality is what I say it is. I am here with you. You can see me clearly. You can hear my voice in your head. Maybe you can even feel my touch, light as a feather, as I brush your shoulder. You are doing it perfectly right.
Good boy.
I want you to see a little more of me now. Zoom out a little more. Picture my face.
My nose.
My cheekbones. And my lips. Watch them form the words I'm speaking to you. Speaking. Don't you wonder what else these lips could do? They look so soft, so plush, so kissable. Are you thinking about how my lips would feel on yours? Or are you imagining how they would feel around your cock? Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Bring your attention down to my chin,
my neck,
the pendant resting between my cleavage, a glittering, sparkling gemstone that rarely captures your attention. What else am I wearing? Is it an elegant gown? A little black dress? Maybe pants and a jacket? Or is it something a little more casual?
Picture it.
See me standing before you at the foot of your bed. Let your eyes roam over my whole body.
It's alright.
I don't mind. Start down at my feet and let your gaze travel upwards.
You are doing very well.
Up my legs. My waist. My stomach. My chest. You are doing very well.
Good boy.
Keep following my voice. I guess you wouldn't mind seeing a little more of my breasts, wouldn't you?
Well,
only because you're being such a good, obedient boy for me. I'm taking my clothes off now. You can watch. In fact, I want you to watch as I undress myself. Slowly struggling out of my clothes, revealing more and more of my naked body as I go on.
Just watch.
Just watch.
Just watch.
I'm almost entirely naked now. Just my panties and my bra are left. Look at me. Let your attention wander all over my body. Do you like what you see? I'm removing my bra now. Watch as I reach back and unhook and slowly slip it off, revealing my magnificent tits in their full glory. Keep watching.
Keep watching.
I'm slipping out of my panties now, letting it fall to the floor. I'm only wearing the pendant now. Watch my delicate hands as they go to unclasp it. I'm removing the pendant from my neck now, dragging your attention with it. Stare at the pendant as it glitters before you. I'm holding it in front of me, slowly letting it spin around and around. Watch it sparkle and flicker as it spins and spins and spins. Until finally, I let it... That's right. Drop for me. Everything turns black as you drop. You are drifting into a vast, endless void. There are no more thoughts, no more images. There is only my voice. My voice in your head. You are deeply hypnotized, deep in trance. Listen. Listen to my voice. Listen to my words. You are drifting deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper down. Give into this feeling. Follow my voice. Down, down, down. And now, in your mind, open your eyes again. See me before you, leaning over you, peering intently into your eyes. I am so close to you, you can smell the scent of my perfume. Hello there, darling. That's it. Look up at me. Look into my eyes. Look at my face. At this gorgeous pair of tits gently swaying before you.
Good boy.
Are you happy to see me again? I can see part of you is very happy to see me indeed. You can feel me trace a single finger along your shaft from the base all the way to the tip. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this. We just had a few other matters to take care of first. I'm taking your hard cock in both hands now, gently brushing the tip with my lips. You've been a very good, obedient boy for me. Now, let me show you how good I can make you feel. I'm taking your shaft in my mouth now. I feel the warmth, the wetness. I'm sliding my tongue to the underside of your cock now, pushing it up against the roof of my mouth as I go down on you, sliding my mouth up and down the shaft, up and down. Does it feel good? Are you enjoying it? Maybe you like it a little faster. The touch of my tongue against the head of your cock. I'm slowly circling it. The tip of my tongue swirling around your head, just below the crown, taking my time, exploring it thoroughly. Feel the touch.
Feel it.
The touch of my tongue on your head. The pleasure of my lips on your shaft. I'm sliding my tongue to the other side of your cock now. Pushing it up against the roof of my mouth as I go down on you. Sliding my mouth up and down your shaft. Up and down. Does it feel good? Are you enjoying it? Maybe you like it a little faster. Going faster and faster. Up and down, up and down. My tongue swirling around your head. My lips squeezing your shaft. The pleasure keeps building and building and building until, with a pop, your cock comes out of my mouth. Don't come yet, darling. Look at me. Look at my hand. I'm holding my hand in front of your face, the fingers gently fluttering. Watch. Follow my hand. I'm slowly moving it towards my body, moving it over the top of my tits, fingers splayed out, going around it now, cupping it, giving it a playful squeeze. Keep watching my hand as I move it down now, my fingertips brushing my smooth, creamy skin, tracing along the curves of my body, down my chest, down my stomach, my thigh, down.
Good boy.
I'm softly caressing the inside of my thigh now. Keep staring. I'm moving up again, bringing my fingers between my legs, chasing one slender finger along the lips of my pussy. Watch me spread them open now. Look at the freshly softness within. Imagine how good it would feel around your cock. Well, I've good news for you. You're going to get to feel my other lips on your cock too. Keep looking at me as I straddle you. I'm lowering myself onto you, guiding your cock inside me. Feel the hot, silky flesh guiding against your sensitive member. Doesn't this feel even better now? Come, darling. Thrust up into me. That's it. Feel me riding you, rhythmically bucking up and down your shaft, up and down, my boobs bouncing in front of you. You're utterly mesmerized watching them bounce up and down, up and down. Do you like my tits? I can tell that you do. Go on. Touch them. Hold them. They feel good in your hand, don't they? Just the right size. Not too firm, not too soft. They're absolutely perfect. Would you like a little taste? Go ahead.
Suck on my nipples.
Show me what that tongue of yours can do. Good boy. Worship my magnificent tits in your mouth. Let's go a little faster now. You just keep sucking. I'm taking hold of the sides of your head now, removing my nipple from your mouth. Gently but firmly, I tilt your head towards my face, not losing track of the rhythm for a moment. Look at me. See my eyes before you. Look into my eyes. Obey. Lose yourself in me. Your cock is engulfed by my pussy. Your sight is filled with my eyes. And your entire mind is reverberating with my voice. Give in. Surrender this feeling. Obey and spurt. Submit and spurt. Give in and spurt. 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 Good boy. Such a good boy. You've done very well. Relax now. Lay back and relax. I told you it would feel good to submit to my control, didn't I? I can tell you enjoyed this. But
it's time to wake up now.
Coming out of trance on the count of three. One, becoming aware of the world around you again. Two, slowly realizing where you are. And three, wide awake. Open your eyes. I bet you made quite a mess. Go on, clean yourself up. And drink some water while you're at it. It's important to stay hydrated. You'll be hearing me again